Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this?
Moon
in Pisces.
Why do I feel like this?
I'm going crazy.
What's wrong with me?
Oh my God. Well, you know, guys, we have a little bonus episode for you this week. We're diving down with the fishies into the Pisces moon.
Yes.
That's happening in Virgo season right before the sun moves into Libra. Yay!
I'm ready to be delusional.
I'm ready. Since this is a mini episode, we're not going to do astrological events. We're more so going to focus on the full moon. So we're going to dive right into slut butts and then right into the fucking moon.
Woo!
How do y'all feel about that?
I am very excited. I love me a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some letting go, you know, journaling, just getting rid of all the
just
fucking
pampering
toxicity.
Yourself.
Yeah, just taking a nice bath in my witchy assness.
It is in Pisces though, so I feel like we might let go of things that we think we want to let go, but we don't really know because what's wrong with me? Why do I feel this way?
It's the delusion.
It's a delusion for me. It's a Neptune for me. Fuck.
Neptune gonna be like, you want to let go?
No.
Psych.
We're going to be on our Jack and Rose flow. I'll never let go.
So what slut butt you got for me this week, girl?
I got two fire signs. I got an Aries and a Sag.
Oh, Lord.
So you already know you can't have nothing nice in the room. Okay? So this was ages ago. They were both very young. At the time, she was 19. He was like in his mid-20s. Now she goes, can you confirm, but are Sagittarius is freaks? And I was like, me and Stephanie looked at each other and we were like, bitch, we've been saying this. You're crazy. She goes, I'm talking about BDSM, rope, chain, choke, kick, punch.
Kicks.
I was like, kick, it's the kicks for me. Kick me, daddy.
If you didn't have a Sagittarius who introduced you to BDSM, did you even have a Sagittarius at all?
No, you did not. So they, you know, were getting a little drunk one night. This is when they just first started seeing each other and they was, you know, things was getting spicy. Ended up in the bedroom, they were doing doggy. Now, she said, and I quote, oh, let's do doggy. She said, flip me over and call me Tammy.
What?
Not to him, but to us. And I was like, love that for you.
Good.
So you know when you got long hair, sometimes like when you're banging and you're sweating, it gets in your face, it's in your back.
It gets all over.
Lord knows when you're showering, it's in your ass crack.
Yeah, it's like, in your ass crack. Ooh. Yep.
Ooh. Why is it tickling? Why am I flossing? So she thought it'd be a hot moment, and she didn't think, to put her head forward and flip it back like she was, like, in a music video flipping her hair.
Every time I try to do that, I look so fucking stupid.
Like in the pool?
Like, it's not sexy.
I don't know how those models do it, because I have pictures in the pool. I look like I got a mohawk. But like, my face is all like, ugh.
I mean, really, like, even when you're on, I just have to say, like, it's not even, you're trying to be sexy. Like, even when you're on top and your hair's, like, over your thing, you fucking look like the Grim Reaper. Like,
what's the fun of days, daddy.
But then when you flip it back, it's not even, like, seductive or anything.
I've been sweaty, so it's sticking to your fucking neck. You know, like,
and you're like, okay. So she thinks his, I said, sure. So his, she said his head was a little too close. Why she smashed his fucking noggin, bro.
Oh my God.
She hit his head so hard that her ears were ringing. Like, I'm like, damn, bitch, what'd you think? She was in the Buck Cherry video?
I'm a crazy bitch.
Relax.
Oh God, you're a crazy bitch.
So she goes, I'm crying because, ow. She goes, but we just started dating. She's like, I'm so fucking embarrassed. So she falls forward. She's like, oh, my head, my leg. And then she finally is like, all right, I'm going to look back. Why he slumped, knocked out. She knocked him out for like 30 seconds. He was asleep. Like, so he wakes up. He's blacked out. He doesn't remember anything.
Oh, God.
He literally woke up and was like, what happened? And she's like, are you okay? And he's like, no, what happened? And she's like, I think I concussed you.
Oh, God.
So then they had to stay up all night because, you know, you're not supposed to go to sleep after concussion. Oh, he had really? A lump on his head for weeks, right on his front of his face. Oh, they got you to break his nose, Buck Cherry, bitch. Tell me how he worked in construction or some shit. 2 days later, he calls. He's like, come over. She's like, all right, we're still in the green. Like, I didn't get canceled. He hung a sign in his bedroom that he stole that said, hard hats must be worn in this area.
Oh, my God.
And I just got to say, it's the fire signs for me. Like, it's the Aries almost killing a Sag because she wanted to. And you're going to whip somebody into a concussion. Damn. I love her. We thought we'd treat y'all with a little spicy slut butt. But, you know, let's get into this full moon. Let's get into the beans and toast of this episode.
Full moon outside. We're on the road.
Feel that energy? Do you feel her growing?
Oh, I sure do.
Do you know what's coming? The full moon.
Oh my God. Hi. Chef's kiss. Oh my God.
The full moon in Pisces.
Oh.
And 2 days after this full moon, we are floating right into Libra season.
Bye, Virgos. Love y'all, but bye.
I whip my head back and forth. I whip my head.
Virgo season was pretty nice and tidy. But I think we're all ready to get flirty and dirty with the Libra vibes.
Facts, like, getting slut butts during Virgo season was like trying to, like, find a needle in the haystack. Ain't nobody hoeing, they're all cleaning, dusting, mopping, organizing.
Including all of us. I mean,
exactly.
We're gonna get shit done.
Libra season's gonna come, we're all gonna be like, from the top, make it drop. That's some wop.
So we know a lot of you guys are sluts for the moon, just like we are. So we wanted to do a little mini episode that talks about the full moon, what the vibes are, some things you could do, some things you shouldn't do. Sincerely, from your favorite slutty coven.
Oh, so enough dicking around. Let's get into it. So first, let's talk about this full moon. This full moon on September 20th is called the Harvest Moon. Stephanie, it's also the Corn Moon.
The Corn Moon!
Corn Moon!
Yay! These bitches eat corn and ketchup. I'm going to put a poll on the page. Who does that? Who doesn't?
It's so good!
It's delicious. Honestly, Stephanie put me on and I haven't turned back since, so. Well, it's still in Virgo season, so maybe we're about to get our Ed Gein on and harvest some organs. Oh, cool.
Nipple belt.
It's the nipple belt for me. Just kidding. Anywho, it's called the harvest because it's the full moon that falls closest to the autumn equinox, also known as Mabin if you're a witch bitch. Mabin celebrates the day where day and night are equal, and I think it's so divine that the sun also moves into the scales of Libra on this day.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. It's the divineness for me.
So happy witch bitch autumn, y'all. Go suck some souls or some zik. Hello? Oh, hello? Hello?
Maybe both? Maybe. I don't know.
I think both. I would do both.
Just go suck the soul out of someone.
Just suck anything in the soul.
So if you see a Hoover vacuum walking around looking like Nikita.
With a corn in my mouth. Mind your business.
The Pisces full moon falls on September 20th, falls just 1 hour after Mercury trine Jupiter. The spiritual meaning of the full moon is related to optimism, generosity, good fortune, and good fucking news. Mm. So the sun in Virgo opposes the moon in Pisces in wide conjunction with Neptune. This full moon brings up a tone of spiritual and emotional growth, increasing our sensitivity to energy and our capacity to empathize with other people's feelings. Full moons bring revelations. When Neptune is involved, pushy shit, these can be confusing or associated with experiences of disillusion. Neptune and Pisces ideally inspire us to transcend the limitations of our 3D reality and think in a higher perspective. However, like we always say, it's the delusion, illusion, and confusion. Remaining grounded is essential to align with the energy of this full moon without getting carried away by fantasy. So let yourself dream, but don't get too wild now. Setting boundaries and being strict about what and who we want to allow in our field will help us stay centered.
Things are seldom what they seem, but this is especially true under a Pisces full moon. The mystical messages coming through now have a dreamy logic all on their own. Ooh. And we'll need more than just logic to fully fathom the depths of these unconscious knowings. But if we get in too deep, this full moon sextile with Uranus in Taurus can be a vital lifeline.
Okay.
Uranus has a way of snapping us back to the here and now. which, as in any true mystic will tell you, is the only reality that there is. Mm. Through imagination, intuition, and empathy, the Pisces moon allows us to experience it more fully.
Love that.
Sun opposite moon brings your home, family, and intimate relationships into sharper focus for the following 2 weeks of this moon phase. Opposing forces such as work versus home, or what you need versus what you want, create inner tension and external pressures. This can lead to conflict and crisis that drain your energy. The lunar qualities of emotions and instincts reach their peak at a full moon. So use your increased emotional strength and intuition to overcome any relationship challenges. Subconscious awareness allows for an impartial and balanced look at your personal relationships. You will clearly see any relationship dynamics or negative feelings causing disharmony.
Also, Mercury connects with Jupiter. This brings a super powerful influence. Like we said before, optimism, generosity, and good news, baby. In the realm of future-oriented things and positive thinking, this is an excellent time for this, for socializing, study, research, and making plans. So when you're thinking of what you want to let go of, think of why you want to let it go for what you want to bring in the big picture.
Mercury square Pluto is a challenging influence, but is much weaker than Mercury trine Jupiter. It brings deep thinking and intense interactions with others. This is a good influence for research and investigations, but extremism and or conspiracy theory should be avoided.
Jupiter, semi-sextile Pluto, helps you to transform the intensity of Mercury square Pluto into success with Mercury trine Jupiter. Increased power and influence, spiritual and personal growth, wealth creation, and professional advancement are possible.
I love this for us.
Ba-boom.
I feel like this is going to be a really good full moon.
Mm-hmm. I love a full moon.
I do, but I feel like this one has so much, like, even though it's Pisces and it's, like, dreamy and it's, like, illusion, it's also, like, going to help you tap into a higher level of thinking of where you want to be and what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Even if it seems like it's 50 steps ahead, you're going to start thinking, like, long game, but in the now.
Right.
You know? I fucks with it.
Yeah. But, you know, Neptune will put us in a little dreamy state, but Uranus will be like, get it together.
Like, get it together. Like, how you want that? How you gonna do that?
How you gonna do that?
You want that sandwich? How you gonna get the ingredients? A sensitive and sweet full moon will light up the night sky. This full moon calls for us to be gentle with ourselves and to spend time in quiet reflection. Like we said, things may not be what they seem, or there could be some foggy shit clouding your clarity. When this energy rolls in, it's a reminder to go within and trust your intuition. You might not have all the answers you need from the outside world, but sometimes navigating your inner world is where you find the fucking answers, which is what I always say.
Dig deep.
For this moon, the trick is staying fully present in your body and what's happening now. Remember, guys, Uranus is in retrograde. We're internalizing more of this, more of his electrifying energy. But having some simple mind-body practices daily, even if it's a goddamn 2-minute meditation because you can't focus for more, do it. Ground yourself, center yourself, touch yourself. What?
Hello.
Okay, hello.
You're gonna tell me twice.
Into the moon. Take it away, bitch.
So now we're gonna dig deep into the signs with the full moon, what it's gonna do for you, you know, how it's going to benefit you, what's going to happen to you in this time. So we're going to start with Pisces. Your vision may be 2020 Pisces, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're seeing yourself clearly.
Oh. Ooh, that was deep. Look in the mirror.
Comparing yourself to others, either positively or negatively, is a deceptively easy trap. At this full moon, nipping unhelpful self-talk in the bud is an important first step towards radical self-acceptance.
Nip that shit in the butt. Love yourself.
Aries, there is an explanation for everything. At least you thought there was.
Ooh.
Ooh. But there are some experiences you just can't wrap your head around. And lately, you seem to be having more of them. Enlightenment can come in unexpected ways, but reality may never look the same again.
Taurus, your vibe attracts your tribe. So if you want to be surrounded by more uplifting and inspiring people, you'll have to become one yourself.
Ooh. Oh, the moon just called y'all again. She said,
This full moon is about raising your consciousness and your frequency. Be selective about which thoughts deserve your precious energy and attention.
And they both pick up Kyle Gray, Raise Your Vibration book, like... Oh, that's gonna be your Bible.
Gemini, it's more than a career, it's a calling. Still, idealizing or romanticizing your work too much does you a great disservice. It obscures how hard you work and the real sacrifices you're often asked to make. At this full moon, try not to put too much pressure on yourself.
Angel.
The moon told me, chill out, Gemini, Sun, Virgo, Moon. Okay, I'll take a bath. Wear a face mask. Actually, I'm going to be in nature all weekend, so this is just a... Chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. Cancer, belief systems should lift us up, not weigh us down. And the surest way to tell you're on the right path is when your heart and mind are opening and not fucking closing. At this full moon, your own philosophy is being put to the test. What truly resonates with you, besides being a bitch? No, no, I like that though for them. It's kind of like, are you doing what you need to do?
Yeah,
like,
sit with yourself a little bit. Yeah.
Reflection. Yeah. Leo, influence is a subtle thing. You may not consider yourself a power player, but you hold more sway than you think. And at this full moon, your main concern is figuring out what to do with it. Whatever power you have, use it consciously and responsibly.
Bada boom.
Leo, it's telling y'all to put up or shut up and take it down.
Hmm. Virgo, you don't just see people as they are. You see them as they could be.
Ooh. Because you're judging them.
And while this inspires and motivates your loved ones to become their best selves, it can also be a lot of pressure. This full moon reveals a need to adjust your expectations.
Sorry, the Virgo one, though? Like, it said, like, stop putting pressure on people. Make it nice. We just got a letter because we're really smart. Make it nice.
Libra, there's no need to be a purist about your spiritual practices. A little mindfulness goes a long way. Mm-hmm. And at this full moon, even the most mundane and repetitive tasks can take on a meditative quality. Just make sure you're not using them to avoid more pressing issues. Mm. I know you don't like confrontation, but you need to confront some things. Get it together.
Don't use the self-care as an excuse to ghost everybody that's beefing with you, baby.
Now for Scorpio, we humans were born to be creative. But we're also social animals, which is easy to forget when you're down the creative rabbit hole.
Or in somebody's hole.
Hello?
At this full moon, reconnect with the people who inspire you. Unlikely muses can appear at this time and get your juices flowing again.
Well, they heard juices flowing and they said, where's the ticket? How much? What do I buy? Where do I sign up?
Sagittarius, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to get done. Still, anything less than your maximum effort seems suspiciously like phoning it in. At this full moon, though, you're advised to go a little easier on yourself. Cut out the distractions and just focus on the essentials.
Snip, snip.
Pay attention, motherfuckers. Capricorn, there are some things you just know, even if you can't explain how you know. And with this full moon, that might not feel like enough. If you're struggling to put wisdom into words, the right gesture or metaphor can appear just when you need it. So I think this is assin' cap... assin'. It's assin'. This is asking the Capricorn gang, it doesn't have to be so business. Believe in things can just like float in on it. Even if it's like a bird shitting on your windshield, it's a sign. Aquarius, gifts shouldn't come with strings attached. Still, it's only natural to expect a little gratitude in return for the things you give. With this moon, though it may not be totally realistic, you're intuiting what people need, but they may not be ready or willing to receive it. Stop forcing your shit alien ideas on people. When they're ready, they're ready. They're not ready, stop it. I don't know why I went country.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what happened, girl?
Lots of garden, dig it. I don't know. I'm a Gemini. I should be doing that. Usually I'm curbing on the pod, but it popped out. I love it. I said, they're not ready. My cousin, me, mom, Bobby, Bobbilly.
When life gives you lemons, squeeze it in a man's face.
You make lemonade. And when life gives you dildos, you shove them up your butt. And that's it for the signs.
So then right after this full moon, on September 22nd and 23rd, you know, the sun enters Libra. Woo!
Bye, fuckers. So we're going from, like, the I'm actually cleaning, like, big t-shirt and mop vibes to get the French maid outfit from the sex stove and the goddess, because you in Libra season. Bend and snap.
Virgo season comes to an end as we experience the equinox, a time of equal night and day. The day before the equinox is a power time when the energy grid of the earth moves into harmony and we can connect with the healing power of nature with greater ease. Be sure to spend some time soaking up the powerful healing qualities of the earth on the 21st or 22nd, depending on your time zone. The equinox is also a fantastic time for ritual work.
Love that. So, the sun will officially move into Libra on September 22nd, Eastern Time at 3:21 p.m. Sorry if you're not Eastern. I didn't look that up. Whoops. So, just one thing to note. On September 20th, the day of the full moon, Mercury will form a trine with Saturn in Aquarius. So this is going to be one of three times that this trine is going to occur. The 20th, the 3rd of October, and the 1st of November. These repeated moments are going to give you a chance to expand your mind and pay attention to detail on a certain thing. So whatever arises on this full moon is probably going to circle back. So you're going to have like a check-in moment. Also, on September 22nd, Mercury will be kind of squaring off for retrograde Pluto, Capricorn. Oh my God. So communication might be a little wonky. Just speak with intention and mind your mouth. Watch what the fuck you say, baby. Okay. And this will also happen again three other times on October 1st and November 2nd. So I feel like whatever's going to come up, just like what the positive, the negative is saying, hey, revisit this, asshole. Okay, bye.
Like a reminder from the universe.
Yeah, like almost like a check-in.
Yeah. Like, did you get your shit together?
You need an extra. Cosmetic oil change.
That's it.
Now, the equinox begins a new season and inaugurates a new chapter of our lives. As Libra season starts, the sun illuminates our need for connection, exchange, peace, and justice. Mm. Libra is the first sign of the zodiac through which we enter the social arena, learning to relate to others from a place of equality.
Scales.
This is a new process, one we are not yet familiar with. For this reason, there can be a tendency to gravitate towards opposite extremes as a way to find harmony. During this time of the year, the focus is on where we need to find a better balance. In particular, this involves an evaluation of our relationship dynamics. Happy full moon.
Happy full moon.
And happy equinox.
Woo! Happy full moon, happy autumn equinox.
Happy corn moon.
Fuck the corn.
So next week's episode, we're diving right into Libra season. We're here. We finally made it.
We made it.
Oh, I feel like Virgo season was like 7,000 years old. Like, I'm over it.
84 years later.
I love my Earth, but damn, this was slow.
It really was.
That's all, folks. See you next week. That's all, folks.